This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are, as I'm sure you are aware, just 6 short days left until the election, 3 trading sessions. So there is a certain anxiousness afoot in the markets. Gigi Duban has the story.
Plot out the volatility index and picture a roller coaster. Some say this index tracks fear, which we see in risky trading environments. Brenda Kelly, an independent market strategist, says there's a lot more volatility this week than last week. Part of that is tied to the possibility of a Donald Trump presidency, which makes Wall Street nervous.
Or indeed, even if Ms. Clinton wins it, that there might be continued investigations. And of course, that will hamper political certainty.
Which means financial uncertainty. Kelly is, of course, referring to the latest FBI probe announced Friday into more Clinton emails. Since then, the VIX volatility index has gone up almost 30%.
That tells you that more people are nervous and more people are questioning what the markets hold. And when they question, they sell.
That's Mark Lehman, president of JNP Securities. Selling drives stock prices down. And Lehman says to some, that's an opportunity to buy shares in companies that are trading lower now. Pravit Chintawongvanich is head derivative strategist at Macro Risk Advisors. He's seeing a lot of fund managers hedge ahead of the elections. And it's driving up the cost of stock options.
You know, they have to, as their duty, to protect their portfolios and go out and, you know, spend some premium on buying protection. And I think that's what you're seeing right now.
He says they're essentially buying insurance. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.